And gentlemen, just a friendly reminder that Mincha this afternoon is going to be at 4:55 p.m. 4:55. And Mishnayos I studied Lilei Nishmas Sarah Malka Bas Rabbi Yitzchak or Misachta Alos. We are in the 11th parak Mishnayos Vavin Zayin Atuma Babayis. What happens if you have a situation where you have Tuma in a house? Vehidu Alav Tahorim, and you have a guy who's lying in the front of the house. Half his body's in the house, so he is now Tamei Meis. And now the people are passing over him. So Beis Shammai Mitarim, Beis Shammai says, those people are passing over him, going to be Torah, because he's not a Tefach off the ground, he doesn't create an Ohel, and so unless they touch him, they're not going to have a problem. Beis Shammai Mitarim, Beis Shammai says, a human being by definition is really a bag of wind. And so therefore the upper layer of him is actually creating a Ohel, the upper part of his torso creates an Ohel, for the tumah that's inside of him, and so therefore he's going to be tameh, and he's going to make the other people tameh. So Mishnah Zion continues, Kelev she'achal basar hameis, right? What happens if you have a dog, and the dog eats kazayis min hameis? It's not a good thing, it's a bad thing, it's a sad thing, but he has it. Umeis ha'kelev, and now the dog dies. And so the dog dies, and is now mutal ala iskufa, he's laying across the threshold of a house. So Rameir Omer, Imish Pitzavar Poseach Tefach Mevia Satuma. Rameir comes along and he says, look, if his neck is a Tefach wide, then Tuma spreads into the house, right? Vimlav, Eno Mevia Satuma, but if it's not, so it's not going to be Mevia Satuma. Rabbi Yossi Omer, Rowan a Satuma, mi Kineged Amashko Fulifnim, Habayis Tame. We have to check, where is the Tuma to be found inside of him? If it's from the lintel, the top of the doorway and inside, so then the dog has the corpse meat inside of him, in which case the corpse meat is going to be tamei, and so the house is going to be tamei. Yishek keneged amash tofu lachutz habayis tahor, right? But if the corpse meat is still existent, but it's facing the outside side, the house is going to be tahor. Rabbi Yezer Omer Pivlifnim Habayis Tameh, Pivlachutzva Habayis Tameh. What are you supposed to do? A doggy autopsy? That's ridiculous. He says, look at the mouth. Where is the mouth of the dog? If the mouth of the dog is in the inside of the house is Tameh. Right? If it's outside, then it's Tar. Right? Shatuma Yotzeis Derech Shulav. The Tuma goes not through the mouth, the Tuma goes. How does it work in the digestive system? In one way, out the other. So it depends which way the animal is facing. If the dog is facing towards the house, with its rear outside of the house, the tumah is going to go out through its rear, in which case the house is going to be Torah. But if the dog is facing outside, so then its rear is on the inside, so then the house is going to be tamei. Rabbi Yehuda ben Bezeira Omer, Ben Kach Ben Kach HaTabayis Tamei. Rabbi Yehuda ben Bezeira says, I don't understand what the discussion is all about. Either way, it's going to be tamei, because the corpse meat is sitting somewhere. Kama Tisha B'Meyav, how long do you have to assume that the corpse meat stays inside and still conveys Tuma? Shloshi Yom Meis Leis, it's a 3-day period in totality. In other words, 3 24-hour periods. But if it's a fish that ate a piece of corpse, or it's a bird, so then it's not as long. It's Kadesha Tipol to Orvis Sisar, if it's long enough to fall into a fire and be burnt. So if the corpse flesh was inside, then it would have been, it's there as long as it would have been thrown into a fire and gotten burned up, that's as long as the Tumah remains, the verb Shimon. Rabbi Yehuda ben Bezeira Omer, Bofo Subedag, Meis Leis, it's just a simple 24-hour period, that's how you figure it out for fish and birds who have a faster digestive system than a dog. Okay, we'll stop here, Bezos Hashem, we'll continue tomorrow morning. Everybody have a great day.